We begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Chava. We begin at Amen Alf. We begin with Tesis Dibre Maaskot. It begins with the words of the Gemara. B'leim Amar, let the master say, "B'mnei Shu'af," because it's flammable, where it flies up. Which Tesis asks, "What do you mean? That reasoning should also be forbidden, even during the weekday." And that is the Gemara brought a Braisa that Shmuelazah said that you're not allowed to light the Shabbos candles with that of Tzari, which that's the oil that comes out of wood. And the reason, says Rab, is because since it has a good smell, you might come to take from it on Shabbos and thus violate Mechaba. So Abaye asks, why did you say that the reason is because also this oil jumps and it could attach to the walls and the whole house could become on fire? Essentially, what was Abaye saying? So Tais explains, and we're talking about the near of Shabbos, the Heibol al Mamayna, and the person is going to become overwhelmed regarding his finances, his house is going up in smoke, the Yav, the Chab, is going to come to extinguish it, and because of that concern, that should also be another reasoning why he's not alight with such a candle over Shabbos. But says Tais, that's a wonder. If that's the case, the Havalei Lameim, then he should have said, Avhil B'chol Namilitza, then even during the weekday, that should be forbidden, not just on Shabbos, because I'm like, come on, like the Gemara says later on, the Imad Likam and Neft Lavan, you're not alight with this white Neft, Avhil B'chol, even during the weekday, as the halacha explicitly says it, even during the weekday, nishuaf, because it jumps and it's a danger to the house. So why, in case it does not answer this question, are we saying this as a problem, addition to Shabbos, that should be a concern even for the weekday? The next Tais Div Maskel Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Chod the Va'id Kama. Yes, it was one and another one that he was saying, which Tais asks, what it means, actually a different reason why it's forbidden. That is, we just brought before that this question of Abaya that was asking, oh, why are you saying because a person might take off because it smells good? Aye, it's also because of this sakana. And that Rabbi says, yes, Chod the Va'id, you're right. Besides what I was saying, it was coming to add another reason because, besides what you're saying of off, it's also because of Mechaba. But Tais asks, actually, because Lari, the Reis bothered, because the Tani B'samach, the Gemara shortly brings a Braisa that says, Hatsari, what is this Tsari that we're discussing over here, this balsam? In Elisraf, Matzak Tav, it's the sap that comes out of the Ketav, the tree, from this balsam wood. That's what this is. Now, Mashmit sounds like that time that, what's it coming to explain? That it's coming to say the reason why you can't light such a candle on Shabbos is lafishin in nimshach ha-chapsilo, because it's not drawn after the wick, as it sounds like from the Gemara over there, that all oil that comes from a tree doesn't light so well. So therefore, Tais is bothered, umahutzuch labada satam midaiti. So why is Rabbi making up his own reasonings, where Abai is asking it's a different reason? So he says, right, really, chod va'oid. It's neither one of those reasons. It's like the Braisa says later on, that because it's mi'atze haktav, and anything that it's a derivative from a tree does not draw well as an oil, and Tosfos does not answer that question either. Here next, Tosfos in Masechet Tes begins the words of the Gemara, Imad likim et tevel tamei. You're not allowed to light a candle from the oil of tevel, of untithe produce, that is tamei. Tosfos come to explain 2 points, and the second point is coming to say that it's specifically a hana, a pleasure of what's called kiloi, when the thing is totally liquidated, that's forbidden. Now, the Gemara brought this halacha that our Tais is discussing, and I'll light oil that is tameh, which is tevel, meaning that the tithes were not separated from it yet, even during the weekday. How do we know this? Because it says in the pasuk trumaisai, which is trumatayra and trumatimeya, just like trumatayra is forbidden until you take off the trumas, so too trumatimeya, meaning if it's still tevel, you're not allowed to have enough of it until the harama, the truma, is taken off it. Rashi explains, the koshkin beteveltar, and for sure this halacha would be forbidden to go ahead and light the tevel if it's tar. Which Tosfos says, ve'in nira, that does not seem to be correct, that it's a kolshikin. The loy have a kolshikin, it's not a kolshikin. To make a tesa, where would you come to say that the tevel that's tahar is more severe than tevel that is tummy? Ella rather, says Tosfos, the wording should be, is hu adin beteveltar. Yeah, the same halacha would apply, but not that it's a kolshikin. Rather, Dielfin and Tevel Tami, we would learn out, as the Gemara brings a source for Tevel Tami, we would say that Tevel Etzar is the same thing, which is Ma Tevel Tami, just like the Tevel, the untithed produce that's Tami. Ein Lucha Boishum HaNoshel Kili, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. In Tami, anyways, you're not allowed to, but you're saying that even that of what you usually allowed to have when it's Tami is that of totally consuming it, and you now have that benefit El Maharama Ve'elach only after you take up the Truma of Tevel Tarkin. So we're saying also that of the untithed produce, which is Tar, which is generally not limited to the burning, there also, however, you now have the benefit from it until you go ahead and take off the Trumas. But beforehand, you're not allowed to, but again, it's not a Kolchikin, says Tosfos, rather it's a Huadin. The same thing would apply. Now, Tosfos qualifies what he alluded to in passing. He says, but this is all regarding a benefit of when you're totally burning something up, which is what you do when you use it as fuel for a lamp, you're totally burning it up. That we're saying you're not allowed to have light it if it's still tevel. It says Taisis, but a benefit is that is not totally depleting the thing. Like, for example, if you want to use the tevel to make a ruvi chatzeris, which is you need a food item to make it like as if everyone's house is where the food is, that actually says Taisis Shari, that is permitted to use the tevel in that, even though it's still tevel. Because we don't find in any place, Shahid tevel, asabana, we don't find that tevel untied produce now benefit from it. Rather, you're allowed to light with it. The only thing that we're saying that you're not allowed to use it is to light with it or to feed it to the animals, where you're totally depleting it. That type of benefit you can't have from tevel in the world, like we find with this true moisa. We're comparing tevel, that which is tar, to that which is tummy. But just to have some benefit, you're allowed to have benefit. Tevel you can't eat, but you could have benefit. And actually, from here is where we learn out, where we find Allah is kain shesach parmi Yisrael, a kain that rented a cow from a Yisrael, a non-kain. Allah is loich lenikashini truma. He's not going to feed it the vetch of truma. The Gemara says nivam stav samach vavam beis. Why? That no shalkilo sor lazarm, because since this animal belongs to that of a non-kain, so therefore the Yisrael would be having benefit from this truma. And since it's going to be totally destroying it, because the animal is going to eat it up, that's forbidden for non-kahanim. That we find something which is not a permitted chulin, which is either tevel or truma, that's forbidden. But other benefits, shari, that's permitted. Meaning when it's not destroying it, it's not prepared kama arvin, like we find halach and arvin, that says the arvin li yisrael betruma. A Yisrael, a non-kain, is permitted to make an Eruv with Truma. What do you mean? How you can have benefit from Truma, like we're saying with Tavel? Is because since it's going to be here, it's not being depleted when you're having the benefit of it, you're allowed to have benefit from it. It's only Hanosha Kila, which is the halacha of our Gemara talking about. And again, they were saying it's the same thing applies, not like Rashi, that's a Koshkin, but Huadin would apply to Tevel, that is Tar. Continue next Tosfos, the Masechta Tosfos begins the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, he says, whatever comes out is derivative from wood, from the tree, you're not alight with. So Taisa is bothered that why is it by Itrin that we say a different reasoning for it. No, but first Taisa addresses the point. Again, the Gemara brought the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you cannot light the Ner Shabbos from oil that comes, that's a derivative from a wood. But Taisa first bothered, he says, this, that it doesn't say the Braisa. That yes, you can't light with anything that comes from the AIDS, Ella Pishton. It doesn't say, oh, but an exception is regarding flax. Like we learned in the Mishnah later on, the Chabzayim Abayz, that says that Pishton is an exception. So why doesn't the Brisa mention an exception to lighting from the AIDS would be Pishton? So it says, Taisus, Mishim the Masnitin, Ayur Bipsul Pesilois. The Mishnah over there is discussing what's invalid as a wick. So therefore, it mentions Pishton flax being kosher because you could make a wick out of it even though it's a derivative from a tree. Here the Bryce is discussing invalid oils. Those are two categories we speak about in our Mishnayos and Bebem and Likin regarding wicks and regarding the oil. That's not applicable regarding flax. You make oil out of it. And therefore, that was not, we didn't say elam and apishnum because here we're talking about the oils. Now, but Kashla Rajba, the Rajba is bothered. The Bishmol de Tani Bemasneen. We have Rabbi Shmuel, we quote in the Mishnah that he says, the Eimad Likim be Itron, you cannot light a Shabbos candle with Itron, and they covet a Shabbos because of the dignity of Shabbos, because of its bad smell. But one thing is, says Tais Mashmit sounds like Shenimshach Achar Psiliyah for that. But in its intrinsic essence, Itron is a good oil, and that the wick is drawn after the Itron. Rather, it's like the Gemara previously had explained, that because we have a gezeirah, since it has a bad smell, people are going to leave and not going to stay for the meal, and the whole point of the candle is for the meal. The problem is, here it sounds like from our Gemara that Kol Yitzim Ne'eitz, as recording in our different Maschal Taisas, whatever is derivative from the tree, is not drawn after the wick, so that's why it's invalid. The Itrin Yitzim Ne'eitz, and now Itrin is a derivative from the tree. The who pasulta disis, the kadamalel. The Gemara previously explained what is itron. It's the refuse. It's the waste matter of the pitch, which comes from the tree, and therefore that itself should make it invalid to be used as the fuel. Why did we have to say the reason is because reche ra, because of kavod shabbos? When the reason is this doesn't light well as all the other invalid types of oils. And Taisa does not answer that question. To next Taisa of Maschil, this begins with the words of the Gemara. Shimon Shazuri, I mean, he says, "Madlikim b'shemet pakuos uveneft." You could light with these like pakuos, the oil that comes from these like tropical gourds, certain type of a vegetable, ubeneft and with neft. Now, Tosfos is bothered. What's Reb Shimon Shazuri saying more than one of the other Tanoim? That is, the Gemara brought this Braisa. Reb Tarfon says you could only light with Shemen Zayas with olive oil. Reb Yechim Anur was bothered. He said, what's going to be with all these places that they don't have Shemen Zayas? They only have these other types of oils. So he says that Yechim Anur's opinion, that's important because it's Tosfos' question, says that no, only where the sages said in our Mishnah that you can't light, then you can. But all other oils, it doesn't not just Shemen Zayas, you light a light, you light a light with the Shemen Dogim, the fish oils, and you could light with Itron. Then we have Reb Shimon Shazuri that he says, you could light with Shemen Pakuis, as our Tezer Maskel quotes, and the oil that comes out, and which is this, this from this type of a gourd, and from Neft. Now, Kosh LaRajba, the Rajba is bothered. Ma Bolaim Reb Shimon Shazuri, what's Reb Shimon Shazuri coming to say more than anyone else in the Braisa? The hall Reb Yechim Anuri, Nami Mandalikin Behen, we had a previous Tana that said in the Braisa, Reb Yechim Anuri, he says you can lie with them. How do we know this? But they come from the fact that he says, Ein Lecha Ela Ma'ashar Mechachom Ein Mandalikin, he says, and what can you not lie with? Are the ones that we said in the Mishnah you cannot lie with. Now, says Taisus Mash Medav Kahan, it sounds like only those in the Mishnah that we said you cannot lie with them. Avashem Pakuiz of a Neft, but regarding this gourd, this tropical gourd Pakuiz and this Neft, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah, now obviously Machshir, that is valid. So when he says you can use these, what's he saying? It's already included in B'yechim Anuri. But moreover, the Neft, Machshir Behed Rabbi Yechim, we actually find explicitly that Rabbi Yechim Anuri says that you're allowed to use Neft. Because he said, what are the Anche Kabatkai going to do? That they only have Neft. So he already says one of those two things already. Now, says Taish Ben Lama, don't say the Reb Shimon Shazuri Ayur Beneft Love, and that he was coming to say, oh, a case Reb Yechim Anuri did not say, which is the white Neft. You can't say that, says Taish, because the Afilu B'chayil Amalab, because even on the weekday, the Gemara had previously said, that Eimad Ligam, you're not light with it, because it's very dangerous. So what is he saying more than what we didn't know in Reb Yechim Anuri? Says Taisav, he goes to an Eimad Likin. Now, if you have the text in the word Bemilsad Reb Shimon, the words of Reb Shimon Shazuri, that you cannot lie with them, then Asay Shabbat, then obviously it makes sense that he actually is coming to disagree with Reb Yechim Anuri, who says, yes, you could lie with these things, and he's coming to say, you cannot. But if you have the Girsa, as we have it, that Madlikin, then it's difficult. What is he coming to add on more than what Reb Yechim Anuri already said? The next text of the Vemaskel, this begins the words of the Gemara, Ikka Benayi, the difference between them is Derab Braina, which brings two different opinions in the interpretation of Shemen Dogim, and therefore what would be the machlokes based on that. And the Gemara brought a brisum that we were just quoting before that it brings the opinion of Slumchas, that he says whatever comes out of flesh from Basar, you cannot use that oil to light with, besides for the oil of fish that you could light with it. And that the Gemara asks, well, Slumchas, the same as Reb Nuri, who also holds that you cannot light with all the things mentioned in the Mishnah, which one of them is Chela, which is Yetim Na Basar. And he also holds that you could light with fish oils and with itrin. So what is Sumchas coming to add on that's not already included in the words of Rabbi Yechim? So in that the Gemara answers, the difference between them is the halacha of Rabbi Yechim Rav. He had said that although you cannot light with chelim mehutach, but he says regarding the melted fats and you have the intestines of fish that were dissolved, he said if you add on a little oil that's kosher into them, then you'll light a light with them. So, Perish B'Kuntras Rashi explains, so when we're saying that Reb Yechim Anuri and Sumchas, that although they're saying the same thing, the difference between them is going to be the halacha of Rebreino, he explains, so what does that mean? It doesn't say who is exactly who, like the Gemara says, Lo Yimisaymi, but the Chad Menayu Sabah, that means to say one of them is going to hold the Chelev Mehutach regarding the melted fats, Shor B'Taroibis, that that's going to be permitted if it's with a mixture with some of the kosher oil. Aval Shemen Dogim, but regarding the fish oils, Philip Eine, then even if it is as it is, it's going to be permitted to light, and you don't have to mix in the Shemen Kasha. Whereas Vechatzah, the other one's going to hold Shemen Dogim Mitaraibis. No, the fish oils are permitted with a mixture, that's like Rav Reina. Aval Chelev Klal Loi, but regarding the fats that's melted, that totally you're not allowed to go ahead and do it, and it's not even going to be permitted even with a mixture of kosher oil. That's what he explains is going to be this machlekes between Sumchis and Reb Yechim Anuri. Now, it says Taisa Behashta comes out according to the way Rashi saying it. Tavayu loy savi bekula milsek Rabbeinu. That means to say neither one of these Tanoim are totally like that of Rabbeinu. Because Rabbeinu says that both of them are going to be permitted when you have a mixture of some kosher oil. Here it comes out, each one is going to be on one element like him, but on the other one, not like him. Either because it's totally Aser by itself, or even with the mixture, or it's totally mutter by itself. But says Tosfta, but that's difficult Rashi interpretation, because the wording of the Gemara when it says Ikka b'nai d'Rebbeinaz, it sounds like an olav shas, sounds like that one of them is going to be like him and one of them not going to be like him. But based on Rashi interpretation, neither one is totally like him. Now, but Tosfta does explain. It says, "I'll tell you why Rashi says the way he does it." B'kuntras dachig, Rashi pushes through to say it the way he says it. Lefisha pirsh b'masnitin. It's l'shitasa. It's because he explains in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah describes, according to the Tanda that says all these other types of oils are okay. One of them is the shemen dogim, is the fish oils that's kosher. Rashi doesn't. You know what Rashi says shemen dogim is? He says hainu kirva dogim shenamochu. He explains it's the case of when you take the fish intestines that were dissolved. Now, that's the same type of fish oil we say that's in the halacha of Rabbeinu that he says yilada light it only with a mixture of some kosher oil inside of it. Oh, so that's why Rashi explained that the Tana that says that, because we said that Chelev Mehutach is problematic, and we said that Shemen Dogim is permitted. So we said, so what's this machlekes between the Sumcha and Rabbi Chaminuri? So we're saying, oh, it's this Halacha Rabbeinu Merav. So Rashi has to say that therefore the Tana that says that you're not allowed to go ahead and use the Chelev Mehutach totally, even when you're mixing some kosher oil, he's the one that says you let your lala use the fish oils, also is totally, meaning even without a mixture. And therefore the other Tana, who says that you're allowed to use the melted fats with a mixture like Rav Brain with some kosher oil, he says that you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Oh, meaning by the Chelev Mehutach, he says Yilada with a mixture like Rabbeinu. So therefore, in the fish oils, he's going to hold that you're also allowed to do it only when it's a mixture and not by itself. Because if you would say that the fish oils would be permitted as it is, it would actually come out that Rabbeinu is not like either one of them. So Rashi had to say this because L'shitase that he explained that Shemen Dogim is the Kirva Dogim Shenamoichu. Now, but then Taisa says that's difficult because it comes in that now neither one of them are really totally like Rav Breinu. But Vanil Rabbeinu Tam says a different interpretation in the halacha of the Mishnah, which therefore is going to be able to explain this Ikka B'nai differently. He says the Shemen Dogim, the halacha of the Mishnah that says that the fish oils are allowed to be lit as a oil. It's not like the way Rashi said it, that it's the fish intestines that are melted down. It's the oil from the eye of a fish. Like we find by the famous teachings of Rabbi Bachanam, that nogdu milgalta de'ena, that they took from the eyeball of the fish, which were these exaggerated stories, were tlas meya garvi mishcha, 300 barrels of oil. Now, but one thing you see that the eyeball is where they get the oil from. And that's what says Taisa b'shem and dogem moidera the Rav Breinu the Shor Beinu. By the fish oil, which is from the eye, that Rav Breinu agrees that you could use it as it is without mixing even some kosher oil. It's only by the fish intestines that he held that you're allowed to light only when you're mixing some kosher oil. Oh, v'hashta now says Taisa, according to Rav Breinu Tam, chad meinayu, one of the opinions, that's the second time to hold that you're allowed to light the melted fats with a mixture, sabalagamik, Rav Breinu, he holds totally like Rav Breinu, that also by the melted fats and also by the fish intestines that got melted, yes, that you light a light only with a mixture. That's exactly like Rav Breinu. Now, the first Tana didn't hold like Rav Breinu totally. That is, by Chelev Mehutach, he held that you're allowed to light it even with, you're not allowed to light it even with a mixture. And by the fish intestines, he held that you're allowed to light it even as it is. But by, that's what he's saying, but by the fish oil from the eye, that they don't disagree. Everyone holds you're allowed to light it even as it is. So therefore, Tosfos brought Rashi interpretation that Shemen Dogim, the fish oil, is the fish intestines that were melted down. Based on that, you have to say that both of them are not totally like Rav Breinu. One's going to hold like him on one, and one's going to hold him like the other one. The sheet of Tosfos is that the fish oil is the oil from the eye of the fish, so therefore, according to everyone, it's going to be permitted to light it even as it is. And the dispute is only by the fish intestines that were melted. One Tana is going to hold totally like Rav Breinu, the other one is going to disagree. But again, therefore, it's a different interpretation according to Rabbeinu Tam. The next Tosfos, the Maskel, this begins the words of the Gemara, B'loy Misaymu, but it wasn't conclusive. Chase comes to explain, as he does elsewhere, that why isn't it that specifically we know that it's the second Tana that is coming to add on the first Tana? That is, the Gemara said that Sumchat Rabbi Chaminuri, they disagree in the Salach of Rabbeinu Merav, that holds that chilev mehutach and kibur dagim shenamayichu. If you add in some kosher oil, then it's permitted to lie with them. But we don't know which tana is it that holds a garbaina, which one's not. Says Taisis, and here you cannot apply this idea that we know in generally the tana basra litfuya asa. That it's the second tana that comes to add on and be more stringent than the first one. Based on this, you can explain to Machlaikis that the tana kama, who is Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, he's more lenient, and he holds like Rabbraina that you're allowed to light it with the chelim hotach and the taraifas. And Sumchis, that's more stringent because he's the second tana, he holds no, you're totally not allowed to use the melted fats, even if you're mixing some kosher oil, and he does not hold like Rabbraina. And that says, Tay says, no, you can't say that because the Muchak Tzas, the Tanakam Lahachmer. Because here it actually sounds like a little bit that it's the Tanakam that's more stringent, which is Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. Why? I mean, they come from the fact that he says in his words, that you only have what the sages said in the Mishnah you cannot lie with. And he said you could lie with the fish oils and with this itron. So, Mash Mendavka Hanach, it sounds like specifically these things, Midinachas Lefrusha, for the fact that it goes through to specify, and he says, oh, and what could you lie with as a leniency? He's talking about the fish oils and the itron. He doesn't also mention the Allah of Rabbeinu that you could even light with the Chela Mehutach by a mixture. And the fact that it doesn't mention it sounds like he's the one that's most stringent. Therefore, that was the doubt on the one and the second Tana is usually the most stringent one. On the other hand, here the wording sounds like it's the first Tana. That's why it's B'lei Misayimim. Continuing next, Tais Demaskos begins the words of the Gemara, Ein Bei Mishum Shalish Al Shalish. There is no halacha of becoming tummy as a beged when it's 3x3, it's boys. Umesachim boy, and you could use the schachmit. Chutz mepishton, the one exception is linen. Shteis comes to explain, when do we say that it's going to be mekabel tuma when it's only 3x3, and when is it even with a kosher? Where there's a few different elements here in our sugya of the halachas of tuma, where in a full garment from wool and linen, that's mentioned in the Torah, whether in the Goyim or other Tumas, are going to be Makabal Tumma. Then you have a complete garment from other types of fabrics. That's discussed here in our sugi regarding the Tumma of Nagoyim and regarding other Tumas. Then you have when it's 3x3 Tfachim, what's called Shleisha Ashleisha. That's the measurement that we find, let's say, by Tumas Medris for Begodim that are Tzemer Pishtim. And the Gemara then discusses, would it also apply that share of Tumma by other types of fabrics? Then there's Shalish al Shalish, which is 3x3 finger breadths, where if let's say that's torn or from a larger garment, so that we find the difference between Semer and Pishtim and other types of fabrics. Then there's also the idea about if something is just woven, where it could be even a small swatch, which was woven by itself, even if it's just a small little thing, could also have the tumah of the laws of a garment, except for Medrash, which we said it has to be 3x3 Tvachim. Then we have what's unique, what's called shasi ve'arav, which are even just threads of the woof and the warp thread from tzemer and pishtim, even when it wasn't woven in the laws on the goyim, the Torah says explicitly it's going to be tummy. Then there's even, we find by sack cloth, which is made from the threads of here or from the goat or the wool from a camel, and that's rabbinically an old tumas, even by a measurement of 4x4 tvachim. And then we have what's called neitz shalizim, which is the reason why it's called that is because it's just torn off here of the goats. Those are the different elements that are applicable in the halachas of tumah. Now, our taste is talking about specifically regarding a b'raiser. B'shem Elazar says that whatever comes out from a tree, like canvas or cotton, the way Rashi says it is. Even when it's 3 finger breadths, it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore, that's the other halacha, as our Taisa quotes in the Vimaskal, you could make schach out of it. The one exception, even though it comes from a tree, is pishtan is linen, where if it's 3x3, you cannot use a b'schach, because it is mekabel tuma. Which tuma? That of negoim, as the Gemara explains. Now, but one thing is, kashla riva, the riva is bavit. Why? The mashmit sounds like the pach is mishalash ashalish. It sounds like when it's less than 3x3, misachin afilah bepishtan. Okay, 3x3 finger breadths. So then it's considered something significant in the laws of tumah, and therefore then you cannot use v'schach. But it sounds like if it's less than that, oh, then it's not mekabel tumah. And then yes, you could use v'schach afilah bepishtan, even from flax. The problem is, but Perakam of the Sukkah, in the first Perakam, Sukkah Dafta Zayin Manav Amrin, the Gemara tells us, Sikha b'matli, Aini Yosef, someone makes schach out of the rags, the remnants of garments, shame bim shalish shalish, even if it's not 3x3 finger breadth, psula, it's invalid to use a schach. Now, seemingly those are even by linen garments, and you see even less than 3x3, it is invalid. But here it's so, he answers that the Hasam Ayri, no, the Gemara Sukkah is talking about the boys may beg at Gadol. That small little swatch of garment, yes, even if it's less than 3 by 3 finger breadths, but it's coming from a larger garment, which was already fit to be mekabel tuma. And therefore, even when you tear off even the smaller part, it's still going to be invalid. It's still going to be something from an item that's mekabel tuma. It never had 3 by 3 finger breadths. It was never right to mekabel tuma. And therefore, yes, then you're allowed to go ahead and make the schach of it. But because the Rashi was bothered. Even like we just answered, that it was never woven to a size of 3 by 3 finger breadths. It was just woven, even just a small amount. Still, says the Rashi, it should still be mekabel tuma. Because Amapek, like the Gemara says later on, that says, Aruk, if something is woven, culture, even if it's a small amount, tummy, it's tummy, ve'emesachma, you cannot make schach out of it. So, how are we saying that if it was never a bag of godlands less than 3 by 3, that you could make schach out of it? Says Taj Vishnu, what you could say is the Hasamari, the Gemara later on, of Samakimon Beis is talking about, Kisha'im bedaiti larg by Yasir. When you're not having in mind to weave it any further, so therefore, yes, even though it's less than 3 by 3, it's mekabel tuma. But v'achemari here in our Gemara, we're talking about kishyesh b'dayti l'erg b'yesu. You have in mind that you're going to continue weaving. Hilchach imin b'shal shal. Therefore, if it's not 3 by 3, then tar it's going to be tar because you don't have a finished item, and neither is a 3 by 3. Then yes, it's going to be tar, and therefore yes, like our inference was, then even out of pishon, you're going to be able to make a schach out of that.